In this bulletin, US President Donald Trump could be discharged from hospital soon. Australia set to forecast a record deficit of about $200 billion. And in the NRL, South Sydney's Rabbitohs coach says the scandal will not affect his side's finals chances. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Doctors say United States President Donald Trump might be discharged from hospital very soon after testing positive for coronavirus. Mr. Trump's doctor, Sean Conley, says the president is doing well in the White House medical unit at a Washington military hospital. The president has received supplementary oxygen twice and the drug dexamethasone in response to low oxygen levels. Mr. Conley has flagged the possibility of Mr. Trump continuing his treatment at the White House itself if his condition continues to improve.
Regarding his clinical status, the patient continues to improve. He has remained without fever since Friday morning. His vital signs are stable. From a pulmonary standpoint, he remains on room air this morning and is not complaining of shortness of breath or other significant respiratory symptoms. He's ambulating himself, walking around the White House medical unit without limitation or disability.
And opinion polling of voters in the US shows Democrat Joe Biden has opened his widest lead in a month of the presidential race. Most respondents in a Reuters Ipsos poll think President Donald Trump could have avoided coronavirus infection if he had taken the virus more seriously. Mr. Biden says if elected, he will make it a priority to distribute personal protective equipment to hospitals, schools, transport and other essential workers. He says PPE is a federal matter, not the responsibility of local authorities.
This is not about freedom. It's about patriotism. You wear a mask to protect the person next to you. You wear a mask to protect the bus driver. You wear a mask to protect the person you're sitting next to on the bus. And to reject a chance to do the easiest thing possible to save lives, I find it appalling.
Let's have a look at what else is happening overseas. And Azerbaijan has vowed it will not stop its military action against Armenia until Armenia sets a timetable for withdrawing from the region of Nagorno-Karabakh. Clashes between the two countries have intensified, with Azerbaijan claiming Armenia fired rockets at its second largest city of Ganja, an allegation Armenia denies. The self-proclaimed Republic of Nagorno-Karabakh says 18 of its civilians have been killed and over 90 injured during the week of clashes. Nagorno-Karabakh's human rights ombudsman, Artak Beglarian, is urging other countries to step in.
And my call upon the international community is to react properly, to stop talking and start acting. Don't be blind.
In Australian news, health authorities have expressed concerns over the potential for a so-called super spreader event in Melbourne's southeast. COVID-19 testing is underway concerning a cluster of cases at the Chadstone shopping centre, which has grown to 20. Three more infections linked to the Butchers Club are among 12 new daily cases recorded in Victoria yesterday. One new death in aged care of a man in his 80s was recorded, taking the state's COVID-19 toll to 806. And in New South Wales, low rates of coronavirus transmission means public sector workers will be urged to return to offices over coming weeks. New South Wales continued its consecutive run of days without community transmission yesterday, marking 9 days without any local cases. There were 2 overseas acquired cases involving returned travellers in hotel quarantine. As public sector workers return to work, managers will be encouraged to use flexible rostering. Workers are being asked to avoid public transport during peak periods whenever possible. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says budget forecasts will assume a coronavirus vaccine will be developed in the next year. Australia is set to forecast a record deficit of about $200 billion as the country experiences its first recession in 29 years. Mr. Frydenberg has told SBS News the federal government is considering a number of ways to stimulate economic activity, including migration policy.
We've already announced initiatives to go and identify talent from around the world and and provide an opportunity for them to run a business, to start a business here in Australia. We'll continue to look for innovative ways to attract the best and brightest to Australia, as well as having our humanitarian programs and our family reunion programs.
South Sydney Rabbitohs coach Wayne Bennett says a scandal involving development coach Sam Burgess will not affect his side's finals chances. The Rabbitohs scored a 46-20 win in an elimination final against Newcastle last night and will play the Parramatta Eels this Saturday. But attention is steered towards Burgess, who stood down from his role with Fox Sports and as a South's development coach due to domestic violence and drug use allegations. But Bennett is optimistic about his team's performance.
I'm just telling you, I coach the team, I know what's going on in the organisation. It was never going to have an impact on the team. It had no impact on the team. It wasn't going to have an impact on the team. Still has, it won't.
Let's see what the weather's doing today. Sunny in Perth, 22. Couple of showers in Adelaide, 17. Cloudy with a little bit of rain in Melbourne, 14. Showers clearing for Hobart, 15. Rain developing in Canberra and 24. Sunny in Wollongong, 27. Much the same for Sydney. Sunny again in Newcastle, 30. Partly cloudy in Brisbane, 27. Partly cloudy in Cairns, 29. And a shower or two with a possible storm, 33 in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. And for news in depth, check out our podcast page, sbs.com.au/news/audio.